The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
Okay, it's totally gangsta marketing. I don't know if you heard about this, but Amazon has this brand new data collecting trick up its sleeve. Now, whenever you buy something at any other store other than Amazon.com, here's what you can do. Scan your receipts using the Amazon Alexa app, and then guess what? In return, you're going to get an Amazon gift card. That's right. Yes, Amazon, they're always looking out for us. All right, really, seriously. Now they know everything that you buy everywhere. And they know what they can source and sell cheaper on Amazon.com and then kill even more of its competition. I mean, so much for privacy. We have Google. They say, we really value your privacy. Over at Apple, they say, we securely encrypt everything on all your devices. At Amazon, they literally give you an ad for something that you just dreamt about. Honest to goodness. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of the transference of just pure intellect that happens week after week on this. It's America's largest show about all things digital, your most trusted source, of course. It's called The Kim Commando Show because I'm America's beloved digital pro, Kim Commando, here with you once again. And you can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And of course, we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming as a webcast or as a podcast 24/7 over at getkim.com. Commercial free, by the way. And of course, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital. That's 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, let's start this hour with five things you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. And if we roll back the clock to January 2018, Warren Buffett said, this is his quote, "In terms of cryptocurrencies, I can say with almost certainty that they will all come to a bad ending." Yes. He also called cryptocurrency just a month or so ago rat poison. Yes. The best investment advice is always to stay calm, keep the course, don't panic. That's not the way it is now. The Spectator is a highly respected British weekly. It's the oldest magazine in the world, and it has just been sounding the crypto alarm. CNBC has something called the Crypto Experiments Unraveling. And here's what's going on. With Bitcoin, it hit an all-time high just last November, and it dropped below 26,000 on Thursday this past week, hitting its lowest level in 16 months. Now, there's something called Terra USD. It's also known as UST. They call it like a stable coin because it's supposed to maintain this one-to-one lock with the US dollar. Well, from the $1 value, supposedly, it plunged down to 26 cents. It gets worse. Later in the week, UST's sister crypto called Luna collapsed, losing 98%. Of its value. I mean, you know, when you have cryptocurrency, it's not like it's insured by the FDIC, folks. No, you lose the money when it goes down. Ethereum plunged 20% in just 24 hours. I could go on, but just suffice to say that more than $200 billion was raised from the crypto market as a whole in just a single day. So you know what's happening over at Reddit? Oh, this is so interesting. You know, of course, they have all these cryptocurrency forums, is that people are really having really mental health issues. And there are now support hotlines being posted over on Reddit. Then there's Coinbase. Now, this is a company that you can use to buy, sell, and trade digital currency. It lost almost $500 million, or about 20% of its customers in 3 months. But hidden in the report was this warning. Okay, should Coinbase declare bankruptcy, depositors could lose everything. So if you have money in Coinbase, I'm just telling you, you know, self-currency, self-control, it's the best thing that you do. So what you want to do is get your money out of Coinbase, like I did, and put it in something like MetaMask, which is a wallet that you can trust. And somewhere Warren Buffett is saying, told you, rat poison. All right, let's move on to Netflix. Netflix isn't going to chill. You know, we keep hearing about details surrounding Netflix's very bad quarter, and they lost 200,000 customers. The stock took a dump. Now, before that announcement, Netflix has already raised prices, and they were also testing a way to crack down on password sharing users by tracking it all by IP addresses to the subscriber. So if you want to keep sharing your password, you can do that, but it's going to cost you a little bit extra every month. Okay, there was no real release date until now. And speaking of Netflix, they actually sent a memo out to all their employees. I don't know if you heard about this. That said, listen, if you don't like our politics, you don't like our policies, you don't like our programming, get out. We don't need you here. The New York Times is reporting that Netflix is accelerating its schedule and that the crackdown could begin across all accounts by the end of this year. And then there's also going to be a cheaper ad-supported tier expected to debut, kind of like what the other big streamers offer, that you can pay more to not see ads, but if you don't want to see ads, you're going to have to pay a little bit less. Meanwhile, while Netflix is hurting, listen to what's happening over at Disney+. It's seen a 33% increase in just 1 year of subscribers. 8 million people signed up over the past three months, bringing the number of subscribers to 138 million. Think about that. Disney, 138 million subscribers. What I wouldn't do for that over inside the Commando community. So if you feel sorry for me, sign up now at commando.com/community. One survey found that Americans were subscribing to more streaming services year over year, and they plan to even add more services, except, of course, for Netflix. A third on the list of news that I needed to share with you was that a piece of history has died in a ransomware attack. Okay, it's unbelievable, but a college actually went under because of ransomware. I'm talking about this small college, Lincoln College in Lincoln, Illinois. And it was founded back in 1865, the same year that the Civil War came to an end. And of course, it offered all kinds of degrees, and COVID came. Students were online. And then back in December, they got hit by this massive ransomware attack. It just took down the whole thing inside the entire university. I'm talking about networks and student records and payroll, grades, fundraising. Everything just went to a ransomware attack. Apparently, they couldn't afford the ransom, and they didn't want to give them the files back, so the college actually had to close its doors. So if you are not prepared for a ransom attack in your business, you ought to be talking to your IT folks, like, right now. Number four, keep your hands on the wheel. Just about every major automaker is either released or they're thinking about some kind of ADAS. Yes, does anybody want to care to guess what the ADAS is in computer lingo? We always have all these acronyms. You ready? Advanced Driving Assistance System. Yes, I knew you knew that. It's in the Tesla Autopilot and Ford's Blue Cruise system. But even after years of developing it, turns out that AAA says it's not ready for prime time in their tests. They had three ADS-equipped vehicles, a Hyundai Santa Fe with Highway Driving Assist, a Subaru Forester with a system called EyeSight, and a Tesla Model 3 with Autopilot. Put them all on the road, 15 different tests. Would they actually crash into a car? Would they hit somebody on a bike? Were they able to slow down? Well, they did pretty good about what's seeing in its own lane, but things went downhill from there. According to AAA, all three collided with a test car and a bike during the test. And when a car is approaching a vehicle head-on, or when a bike crosses right in front, AAA called the results inconsistent. Inconsistent with crashes is really bad. It happened to all 15 tests involving all three cars, the Hyundai, the Subaru, and the Tesla. And all the while, manufacturers are testing vehicles without steering wheels. I'm just not sure how you would actually feel comfortable in a car without a steering wheel. But I guess it's pretty straightforward. Number five, secure your selfies. It's all over Facebook. I heard that it got downloaded, I don't know, like 10 million times. If you're going through any type of social media, you may have noticed that folks are updating their profile pics, what appears to be a very good artistic painting of themselves. It's a new trendy app for iPhones and Android called New Profile Pic Picture Editor. It's skyrocketed, as I mentioned. You can choose from different styles, like cartoon portraits, paintings, and then artificial goes in and just beautifies you. You look so good. Creates a new image, you download it, and then you share it with everybody and say, wow, look at my new profile pic. Don't I look so great? You might remember 3 years ago, there was something called FaceApp that topped the charts. And then it was found out that, hey, all this data was being sent back to Russia. Yes. So now there's rumors all going around about this new one, the profile pic picture editor. And they They say that they're based in the British Virgin Islands, although the company once was headquartered at an apartment in Moscow, Russia, where the app's domain was first registered. Now, the developer says, you can trust them, that the photos are uploaded anonymously to a service, not stored. But remember, it's free, and anytime anything is free, you're the product, right? So, of course, all of this data is being collected about you. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's something for the teenagers, but if you're, you know, over 25, I would really sit there and say, you know, do you really need to waste your time and do this? Because remember, the app was registered in Russia, and I know that Snopes and other people says, hey, it's fine, don't worry about it. But, you know, I'm all for making yourself look beautiful online, but I also want to make sure that you guys and gals also maintain whatever semblance of privacy that you have left. So to be on the safe side, don't upload any sensitive photos like, you know, say selfies that you've taken in the shower. That just leads to selfie steam issues. That was so funny. All right, coming up in just a few moments. Ah, you're going to love this. You're going to be taking a road trip this summer or anytime soon. There is a hidden little setting that you probably passed over. You're like, I didn't even know it was there. Is that you can find out what the traffic's going to be like if you leave at 10 a.m., 9 a.m., or even 2 p.m. on whatever route that you're going. It's really handy. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show.
If you've ever wanted to learn a new language, make 2024 the year with Babbel. Babbel's 10-minute lessons are perfect for those learning on a tight schedule. Each lesson is handcrafted by their experts and based on real-life conversations. Babbel's tips and tools make it easy for anyone to start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. I recently took a trip to Japan before I signed up with Babbel, so I was able to say hello, konnichiwa, thank you, arigato, and the very important, where's the bathroom? Toridewa, doko desu ka? So fun, so easy. Right now, Babbel has an exclusive limited-time deal just for my listeners. Get up to 60% off your subscription at babbel.com/Kim. That's right. Commando listeners get up to 60% off. Just visit babbel.com/Kim. That's B-A-B-B-E-L. babbel.com/Kim. Rules and restrictions may apply. babbel.com/Kim. Don't miss this 60% off deal. babbel.com/Kim.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder that you can always send me an email, and I read every single one at the website. That's commando.com. And in the right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. And guess what, smarty pants? So that's where the magic happens. And coming up in our DIY security tip and our privacy tip, we're going to tell you how you can actually erase yourself from the internet. Can I really get rid of every single thing? And how about we start this hour with beautiful Gretchen in San Antonio, Texas. Hi there, Gretchen.
Hi. It's such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. You betcha. So what's going on in San Antonio that I can help out with?
Yes. So I just started back to grad school, and I need to purchase a computer. And everything I've read has talked about using a Mac would be a better choice for something that's going to last through my entire program. But I've never purchased a Mac. I have an iPad and I have an iPhone, but I've never had a Mac. And I've looked on Apple.com, and I know if I go into the Apple store, they're probably going to try and upsell me, which I don't blame them. But at the same time,
exactly.
I want to get something. I'm sorry.
I said, yeah, exactly. I mean, they will. You know, but that's always the, I mean, I'm sure you've noticed this with your iPhone and your iPad, is that it's always like, okay, this is $399, but if I just spend $100 more, okay, I'm going to get more memory. Okay, yes. Even though you'll never use it, but it's like, okay, yes, of course I want that better model. Why would I not, right?
Right, right, exactly. So, I mean, I had been looking at the MacBook Pro, and then, you know, you can easily spend
two,
you know, yeah, you can spend a lot of money, and I can, yeah. I have the money set aside, but I want to, you know, I there's no reason for me to overspend on something that it's not going to be useful for me.
So what are you studying?
So I'm getting my nurse practitioner.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Congratulations. My
Thank
niece
you.
Is a nurse practitioner.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, she loves it. She got her NP over at Purdue. And I was just
wonderful.
I was just talking to her yesterday, and she wants to. She's going to go back. She's going to get her doctorate in NP.
Yeah.
And
well, I'm like, I'm in my doctorate.
Are you? That's awesome. Well, congratulations. She wants to go into pediatrics. How about you? You want to focus on anything?
I currently work in oncology, so I probably would lean towards staying in oncology.
That's awesome. We need more people in oncology. We have to kick cancer in the butt
the
door.
Yes. If we could find a way to get rid of it, I'll find another specialty. That's fine.
Yeah, I know. But it's, you're a saint. I mean, I went through the cancer journey with my mom, and that was so it was pretty rough. But anyway, we're not going to go there because then I'll start crying. Here nor there. If you're looking for a really good MacBook that's going to last you and it's not going to be $2,500 like the 16-inch MacBook Pro, okay, or $2,000 like the 14-inch MacBook Pro, is that if you're and I don't mean just like nurse practitioner, like it's not good. I'm just saying that it's not intensive, like you're going to be going into film school or anything.
Exactly.
Is that a MacBook Air is a really good way to get into it, and you're going to love it because it's $1,000, and then you're going to be able to sync anything that you do on your iPhone and your iPad is going to automatically appear on your MacBook, assuming that you set up iCloud properly. What I mean by that is that if you open an email on your iPad and then you open up mail on your MacBook, it's all going to be all synced up, which I love.
Yeah.
Because we're all using so many different devices accordingly. If you get a text on your phone, you're going to see a text on your MacBook. And it's like, whoa. And then I don't have to deal with Windows crashing and things like that. You know, it just gives you a really good bang for your buck. And, you know, the MacBook Pro, the 13-inch is $300 more. I don't really see how much more you get in terms of performance. So, you know, something that's going to last you for a while, Gretchen, and it's going to get you from point A to point B, and you're going to be getting your doctorate and afterwards something, even carrying into, you know, the hospitals around San Antonio, or if you go to MD Anderson in Houston or whatever, is that I think it's going to really set you up. And thank you for going into oncology, because we need more angels like you, Gretchen. We really, really do. All right. This is fabulous. You're going to love this. This is a digital life hack that whether you're using Apple Maps or Google Maps, you select your destination. And then from there, you can select the date and time that you want to leave and arrive. Then Apple and Google Maps will show you how long the trip is going to take at that future date based upon what traffic conditions are normally like at that particular time of day. So if you haven't found that feature yet, now you will. And you can thank me for it. And stay right where you are. We have more of the Kim Komando Show coming up. You don't want to miss. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, how you can totally erase yourself off the internet. And then later on this hour, you're going to love it, how to hear your television at whatever volume that you want to hear it at. And before you go back to all of your great phone calls and that, let's talk about YouTube. Of course, we all know that we have these keyboard secrets, right? Control C to copy, Control P to print, Control V to paste. Now, if you're watching a YouTube video and you need to take a call or somebody walks in the room, instead of just dragging the cursor over to the pause button, because that takes so long, just press the space bar, and that will totally pause the video. To make the video start again, of course, you know this, just press the space bar. Now, a lot of people don't know that there are closed captions or subtitles, and what you want to do is press the letter C on your keyboard to see that. There's also arrow keys. You can rewind the video 5 seconds by pressing the left arrow. If you want to jump ahead, press the right arrow. And then there's also this handy-dandy little three-button menu at the bottom of just about every video. And that's the More menu. And if you tap that, that's where you can actually get transcripts to a video. Yes, you love that. And speaking of YouTube, just a quick reminder to subscribe to my channel. That's over at youtube.com/KimKomando. youtube.com/KimKomando. If you subscribe, well, and every single time we release a new video, you're one of the first folks to get a notification to see it. Once again, that's youtube.com/KimKomando. Steve in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Hi there, Steve.
Why, hello. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. What's going on?
Well, it's wonderful to be on your show. I really love your program. It's great for technologically challenged people. It's very, very good. And I get a lot out of it.
Thank you.
Last week, you just in an offhand comment mentioned that a great many young people cannot read analog clocks. And so I dashed off a story to you, and I thought it was kind of funny. And
oh, yeah, that's right. I read it. You know what? I'd love for you to tell the whole story. The whole story. Because, I mean, did you ever think that there would come a time in your life or my life where we would say, you know, the kids don't know how to read a clock.
No.
They're wondering what those big hands are for, right?
No.
Oh, what's that little sweepy thing that goes around and around and around real fast?
No, it's so much for wristwatches now too. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what this bodes for the future. But it's funny. This is just a funny story. Now, I used to teach high school English, and I was at a faculty meeting years ago. And it's the first time I got wind of this. I had a bunch of teachers who were overwrought, and they had it just dawned on them that it was towards the end of the year, and we were all doing the state testing, and the students were woefully unprepared because they did not know how to read analog clocks. So these teachers were saying, "We need to put digital clocks in the classrooms immediately, anywhere where they're testing. We have to do this. This is something, you know, the most important thing, because we don't want them to feel, you know, any anxiety while they're taking the test." So oh,
poor little pumpkins.
Well, so the word snowflakes comes to mind. And So everyone was in complete agreement except for, you know, me. How typical of that is, I won't tell you. But I said, wait a minute.
Just a grumpy guy. You're just a grumpy guy.
I am the contrarian in the room almost all the time. And so here I was yet again. And but I have to think I was right this time. I do. I think this was the right approach. I said, hey, folks, come on. We're educators, and we have a deficiency here in education. The first thing, maybe I shouldn't have led off so harshly. I said, does anyone else besides me understand that this is an indictment against us as educators? I mean, we have juniors and seniors who cannot read a clock. This is like, how did this happen?
Somehow we failed them. I think we failed them. I'm not really sure how, but we did.
Somehow we failed them. And that's how I approached it initially. And I said, we're educators. We should solve this problem as educators. Why don't we teach them?
Right.
We still have weeks left before these tests. Why don't we teach them? And this was greeted with a surge of apathy. No one was on board. Nobody cared.
You had the scarlet letter on you right there.
nobody agreed with me. And it was, you know, it was just, oh, okay. That's just Steve being a contrarian, I guess, is what they thought. But so I undertook it on myself. Oh, and I should tell you, we immediately got the digital clocks. That's how that.
Good. I'm glad.
But
yeah.
I took it on myself to take about 5 minutes during class time in the next week. And I said to the kids, I said, look, I don't care if you can read a clock. Don't tell me if you can or not. Just pay attention, because I want to make sure that you don't leave this school unable to read a digital or an analog clock.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, you see them at airports, you know.
You know, and they all knew.
Did they know?
Well, they did by the time I got through with them, because it's not very difficult. It's not a really difficult thing.
It's not.
Once it's explained to you patiently. And so I didn't test them on it or anything, but I feel pretty secure that those kids who paid attention did learn. And I know that there were kids in that class who did not know how to read an analog clock, although I didn't want to embarrass them. I didn't want to draw any attention to that at all, you know.
So, you know, and I'm sure that the other teachers were like, I mean, come on, Steve, are we going to teach them how to fold a map next?
Well,
I mean,
you know, it makes you wonder what they are exquisitely educated in all kinds of little nuances.
Sure, they are.
And yet they don't know how to read a damn clock. Now, I don't know. But I thought you'd get a kick.
No, a clock. I think a clock. You know what? And I enjoyed your story. And that's why I wanted you to tell the story to everybody, because, you know, it's not difficult. Like you said, it just would have taken them 5 minutes. But, you know, maybe what I've learned is that to do positive sandwiches. Okay. So when faced in that situation again, Steve, you can say, you know what? I really think that all of you are doing a fabulous job as educators. I don't think that there's anything any one of you could be doing better. I need to learn some things, but I think that everyone here is just fabulous and doing the best job ever. And I can't think of a better team I want to be with. But we're missing one thing. The kids don't know how to read a clock. So with all of your expertise and how wonderful everybody is, and I'm going to give a trophy to everybody just for your participation, is that we're going to teach positive sandwich. See? Positive sandwich.
Well, I know, that's a wonderful approach. And that's why you're universally loved and admired. And I'm,
oh, okay.
I'm,
and you're
I'm
not.
The cranky curmudgeon in the corner of the faculty lounge.
Oh, you know what? Thanks for sharing your story with us, really. Because, I mean, you know, it's an interesting time where the kids are growing up with, you know, everything digital. And, you know, they might be faced with an analog clock, as I mentioned, at the airport or in their workplace or maybe even the county jail. They'll just see an analog clock and they won't know what time it is and what time they get out of jail. They won't be able to say. They won't be able to ask. Steve, again, thank you for calling in. All right, it's time now for our digital privacy tip. And this week is brought to you by Total AV. What a great story. All right, so you want to erase yourself off the internet. You don't want to leave any traces behind. You don't like what you've done. You want to get rid of it all. It's going to be tough. But we have the steps outlined for you over at commando.com. We're going to start with Facebook. You can lock down your profile. There's a handful of menus to do everything. And then you can delete your account. And you've got 30 days to go back in. But we want you to download a copy of everything just in case. Number two is we're going to get rid of your Instagram account. It's going to delete your profile and account details 1 month to the day that you hit that big old delete button. What about Twitter? It's pretty easy, just like Facebook, another 30 days. But Twitter warns that even some deleted tweets may still appear in their online searches. Amazon. Okay, you have something called the public profile. I don't know if you know this. Yeah, you do now. It does include your purchases or browsing history, but it includes like your about me section, your wish list, any pets that you have added, your reviews, good things like that. You're going to want to remove that too. Next, the big dog, Google. Yes, how do we do that? Your searches, your email, your navigation, your photos, your videos, the stream of data, it's just tons. What about everything you said to Google Assistant? What about what you've used with Google Chrome? Each of these has its very own set of steps. You can also blur your pictures on Google Street View if that's what you wanted to do of your house. Six on our list is the people search sites. Wow, there's a lot of them. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty proud to announce that this coming week, every Tuesday, we're going to start something called Opt-Out Tuesday. And so every Tuesday at commando.com is that you're going to find another people search site for you to opt out of. And here we're going to tell you about a few of them. Number seven, yes, DNA kits. You sent off your DNA to 23andMe and maybe somebody else, and you're wondering how to get that back. Well, pretty hard to get it back, but you can say, I don't want you to be using it any time forward. And for links to all of these, look no further than the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show. So if you ever thought, like, I just want to delete myself, or maybe you just want to reduce your footprint on the internet, head over to commando.com, and there's a link at the top of the page that says Kim Show. Stay right where you are, still to come this hour, how to hear your TV at whatever volume you want so you don't annoy and disturb everybody around you. And, of course, we have more of your fantastic phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, you just heard me talk about Opt-Out Tuesday. Yes, a couple of things to tell you about that we have coming on the site. So every Tuesday on the website at commando.com, we're going to tell you about another people search site that you need to opt out of. And so far, I think there's like 42 on the list. It's ridiculous. So again, every Tuesday, hit commando.com. It's Opt-Out Tuesday. We're going to tell you another people search site you need to opt out of. And we're going to give you the steps. And also, if you are a Windows or Mac user and you're looking for some really great tips, head over to commando.com/free guide. Once again, commando.com/free guide. And that's where you get a free guide, an absolute guide to help you out because we're that nice. Yes, we are. Head over to commando.com/free guide to get your free Windows or Mac guide.
If you've ever wanted to learn a new language, make 2024 the year with Babbel. Babbel's 10-minute lessons are perfect for those learning on a tight schedule. Each lesson is handcrafted by their experts and based on real-life conversations. Babbel's tips and tools make it easy for anyone to start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. I recently took a trip to Japan before I signed up with Babbel, so I was able to say hello, konnichiwa, thank you, arigato, And the very important, where's the bathroom? Tori dewa doko deska. So fun, so easy. Right now, Babbel has an exclusive limited time deal just for my listeners. Get up to 60% off your subscription at babbel.com/Kim. That's right. Commando listeners get up to 60% off. Just visit babbel.com/Kim. That's B-A-B-B-E-L. babbel.com/Kim. Rules and restrictions may apply. babbel.com/Kim. Don't miss the 60% off deal. babbel.com/Kim.
And back to the phones we go with Tammy in Pueblo, Colorado. Hello there, Tammy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
So I have a question. I have some text messages that I would like to move from my phone, my cell phone, to my computer. And I've looked at multiple apps, but which one do you trust to use for this? Because I'd like to have them in PDF form.
Okay. Are these legal text messages?
Yes. Will be used for legal purposes,
all
yes.
Right. Okay. All right, good, because I want to make sure that they retain the date and the timestamp. And if you just take screenshots, number one, that's a major pain in the neck, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. and then you're like, okay, well, I don't have the date and the time here, so how do I make sure that's there? What kind of phone are you using, Tammy?
Currently, I'm on an Android. It's a Samsung Galaxy A02F.
All right, that's good. You know, it's all good. Because it's Android, Samsung, there are a lot of different apps that will help you back up your text messages. But I think the one that I recommend is really the best one. Normally, I like to give two or three and say, hey, you know, you can try them all and you can pick. But I don't think that's really necessary right here. It's called SMS Backup and Restore.
Okay.
And once again, that's SMS Backup and Restore. And what it does, and the reason why I like it, is that it creates a local backup right on your PC as well. It has the messages. It also has call logs if you want that. And you can also do it manually, but if you don't want to do that, if you're going to keep using the phone, you can schedule like recurring backups. So you're not sitting there trying to remember, you know, oh gosh, crap, I better back up those text messages right now. And then you can save the whole thing up into the cloud if you want. And so if you think that somebody may be, you know, looking at your stuff, maybe wanting to delete the PDF file or whatever it may be, I don't know what your circumstances are, is that it makes it really easy to make sure that you have a copy of it, especially if it's for legal purposes, safely stored up in the cloud. It can also restore messages from existing backups. It does also includes group messages. You know what I mean? So you see what I'm saying. It does everything. The pictures, the music, the videos, if somebody were to have included that. And again, it's called SMS Backup and Restore. We'll put a link to this over inside the Commando community. What that means is that if you go to commando.com/community, is that that's where I post links to programs. Because, oh gosh, I hate for you guys and gals to really Google search anything. Because when you Google search it, I never know where you're going to end up. And then you're going to say, I downloaded the wrong thing, and then I got some malware. And so, again, if you go to commando.com/community. Now, if you're sitting there on iPhone saying, hey, Kim, smarty pants, I'd like to know how to do that too, but use it for my iPhone. Of course, you have iCloud, which really works so well. But if you don't want to use iCloud, or if you don't use iCloud and you want something different, iExplorer is a texting app that really does a terrific job, too. Once again, that's iExplorer. And you'll find links to that as well. I'll post that inside the Commando community. And in case you're wondering, like, hey, what exactly is the Commando community? It's a way that you can help us support our program. And you support our program and allows us to continue to give you these great things like the free guides and inside the message board. But you also get to watch the show when we do it on Friday. So you get some early access to the show. And you can watch the show and listen to the show before anybody else does. As well as you can get as a podcast, commercial-free, and webcast. So it's all this bundle when you become a Commando community member. And you can sign up right now. And you get a 30-day free trial, by the way, over at GetKim.com. Once again, that's GetKim.com. And we've got discounts for seniors and military and service personnel as well. But you can learn all about it over at GetKim.com. All right, coming right back. Hey, you know what? You're watching TV and somebody in the room says, hey, can you turn it down? Are you deaf? I'm tired of hearing Fox News or CNN 24/7. Yes, I'm Kim Commando, here to bring you some peace to your home. So stay right where you are. Okay, it happens, right? I mean, you're watching TV and maybe your hearing isn't as great as it used to be. It's not your fault. It happens. And maybe not everybody in your home likes your fondness of old Westerns or Route 66 or Fox News or whatever else you got going 24/7. And it's really, really loud. So you can keep the volume loud while you're silencing the critics. How? Yes, let's make sure only you can hear it. Now, if your TV has Bluetooth, you can pair it with a standard Bluetooth headset. The option is usually located inside the TV settings menu. Or you can check your streaming device. Like, for example, the Roku app offers private listening to stream audio to your phone or tablet. And from there, you can use your earbuds or a headset. By the way, the Roku remote actually has a headphone jack on the side. Now, here's a really great option. Wireless gaming headsets. Yes, they are the best. Comfortable, great sound. Just make sure that it has a transmitter, too, so this way you can connect up to the TV. Hey, stay right where you are. We have another hour of the Kim Commando Show coming up that you never, ever want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network. You got me. It's Kim Commando today, and I'm here with you just the facts and tips you need to thrive in our digital world. Or, as I like to say, to live the best digital life ever.